Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. All the glory and the honor. All the glory. Amen. All the glory and the honor, revive us again. Lord, you're worthy of the glory. Lord, you're worthy, amen. Lord, you're worthy of the honor, revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Lord, revive us again. Revive us again. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for being a reviver. We thank you for being a refresher. We thank you, God, for being the source of our strength, God, and we thank you for being God all by yourself. God, the song that I just sung, God, revive us again, Lord. I didn't know the phrases. I didn't know the chorus. So I guess I only knew the chorus, God, but just singing a submission song to you, God, surrendering to you, God. Oh, God, stirred up in my soul this morning just to give you glory, honor, and praise, just to worship you, God, with the fruit of my lips, God, and declare unto you, oh, God, to request upon you, God, to revive your people again. God, we thank you, God, for another day that you have made. Thank you for blessing us to see a brand new day. For we're not promised this day, but you blessed us to be able to see this day, to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have in our lives. God, we can't do anything in this day, God, unless you lead us and guide us and direct us. We can't do anything, oh God, unless you revive us again, God. So stir up in the midst of us even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and come to more and have your way in these your vessels, God. We submit to your will, and we submit to your way. We submit to your authority, God, so that your will might be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to more and have your way even now, Holy Ghost. Revive us and fall afresh on us and fill our cups even right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that as we go, God, we'll go in power and in might, God. As we go, God, we won't go by the strength of our spirit, God, but we'll go in the power of your might, God. As we lead, God, we'll lead with integrity, God. We'll lead, oh God, with simplicity, God, that
that you might get the glory out of us, God. When we talk or when we share your good news, God, we'll share the good news, God, and only give nothing but the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, come to more and have your way and revive your people right now. Stir up in us, oh God. Sweep over our souls right now. Pour out your spirit upon us, God, because we are living in the last of evil days, God. The devil is doing his best to steal, kill, and destroy, but God, I'm thankful that I live in you. Oh God, and since I live in you, God, I can live life more abundantly, God. And God, I know that I have my source of strength. I have the strength of my life. I have the very air that I need to breathe, God, because I am dependent upon you. I can't do anything, God, without you. And so, God, hallelujah. All the glory belongs to thee. Hallelujah, God. Amen. That is the final word. Hallelujah. Thine the glory, God. Revive your people again and break every chain, break every shackle, loose every tie that hinders us and that binds us down. God, help us to lay aside every sin. Help us to lay aside the weights that does easily beset us, oh God, because there is a race ahead of us, God. There is a higher calling ahead of us, God. There is a greater mark, God, today, God. Oh God, we may not have accomplished it yesterday, or we may have fulfilled all of the purpose and plans that you had for us yesterday, but today is a brand new day. And so David said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. Not worried about what is ahead of us, but God, totally leaning upon you and totally dependent upon you, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so as we begin to take steps toward this day, oh God, lead us through every single path of righteousness, oh God. Oh God, through the valleys of the shadow of death, God, lead us in the mighty name of Jesus. We put our trust in you, God, this morning. We depend upon you, God. We won't lean up to our own understanding. So, God, your word promised us that you would direct our pathways, direct us right now, God. Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give us the strength that we need to accomplish and fulfill your purpose that you have for us today. A day that you have made not for us just to go through the motions, but God, honor our commitment. Honor our fasting, honor our prayer, God, as this is a day of consecration, God, where we lay aside those things that our flesh desires, God. Oh, God, we lay aside those things that our flesh longs for, God. Help us, oh, God, to fast, oh, God, and pray. Oh, God, lest we enter into temptation, God. Oh, God, because we know the spirit is willing. Oh, God, but this flesh is evil, God. Oh, God, there's no good thing in this flesh, but God, I submit even this flesh right now to you, God. I crucify it right now, God, because it won't get your glory, God, but all of the glory, God, and all of the honor, it shall be thine this day, God, for you have blessed me already this day. You have blessed me for victory, oh God, this day. You have blessed me, oh God, above all that I could have ever asked or thought, oh God, because you've allowed me to see another day. Thank you, God, today, for just another day, God. Thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, God. Thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning in my right mind with a desire to bless you, God, with a song of praise in my heart to say, hallelujah, God, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, God. I depend upon you, so revive me again. Fall afresh on your people even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because many of the affliction are the righteous. But God, thank you that you deliver us out of them all. You deliver us out of them all. So there's nothing, God, that's too hard for you. There's nothing that comes our way. No weapon that's formed against us can prosper because no weapon can defeat you. God, you sit too high, God. You look too low, and there's nothing that's too hard for you. So everything we come up against today, we won't lean on our own understandings, but we'll seek your face so that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill our cups even now till we can't handle no more, God. Fill us and anoint us even now, God, overflowing us and overwhelming us, God, that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called, God. We want to walk worthy in the name of Jesus, worthy of being called a joint heir. We want to walk worthy of being called as a child of the Most High God. We want to walk worthy of being called children of God. We don't want to bring shame to your name, but God, all the glory, all the honor, all the glory, amen, all the glory and the honor. Oh, God, revive us again as we bless you, God, and we, God, we magnify you. Revive us even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord. Revive us even the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we go to our different destinations this day, God. Revive us again in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let the enemy get the victory over us, God. Don't let him, oh, God, celebrate over our downfall. Oh, God, but give us strength even right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, anoint us afresh even now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, put flesh under subjection right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. Oh, God, he is just a deceiver. He is, oh, God, just a liar. He is just a cheater. He is a loser. He does not win, and we already have the victory, God. So help us to walk under that anointing, God, that the battle is already was. Oh, God, our Lord and Savior has already paid the price, and he has done it and given us the victory over everything that comes our way. Help us not to depend upon anyone else, but upon you this day. I'm excited, God, because you have revived my soul even yet the more this morning. Oh, God, I was a little weary, God. My body was a little tired. Yesterday was a long day. But I thank you, God, that it does not worry. I don't have to depend upon my own power. I don't have to depend upon my own might. But I can depend upon you because your source of power is unlimited, God. You never fail, God. You always show up and show right up on time in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a good God, and your power never fails. Oh, God, your word is your bond, and you always come true to your word. And your word tells me that you will never leave me nor ever forsake me. Your word tells me, God, that you'll be with me until the end. Your word tells me that you will supply all my needs, God, so I don't have to be confused. I don't have to doubt. I don't have to be in fear because you always come through right on time. So come through even now, God, as we go into our second day of our work week. Come through right on time, God. Be the God of our fathers, God, the God of Jacob and Isaac and Joseph and Abraham. Be the God of David. Be that God to us as well. And you're not a respecter of persons, God, because we belong to you. You paid a great price for us, and we thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for your love. We thank you that your love never fails and never runs out. We thank you that your love never turns its back on us. We thank you, God, that you have chosen to abide with us. That's why you allowed your spirit to come down to be our comforter, to be our guide, to be our strength so that we would never be alone. So everywhere we go, God, you are there with us, so that all we have to do is bless you and magnify you, and you'll come through right on time. We worship you, Lord, today, in spirit and in truth, and we submit ourselves to your will. Not our wills, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for what you have in store for us today, because our eyes have not seen it, our ears have not heard about it, we haven't even imagined it, God. But your spirit tells me even right now, God, that you have great things in store for your people today, because we have taken time this morning, God, to set ourselves aside to pray, God, because you urged us that men ought to always pray, and pray still changes things, God. And so we look forward to what you have in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus, being reminded, God, that nothing that comes before us to try to halt us can stop us if we totally lean and depend upon you. No weapon, God, that's formed against us shall prosper. It shall form, God, but it won't get the victory. It may win a battle, but it won't get the victory. Help us to hold on to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to your unchanging hand, because you will never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. And God, you will bring us all the way through to the end. For you know our ending from our beginning. And so we put our trust in you. Thank you for the power of prayer. I'm almost past my time, but God, I want to say thank you, because now we're even getting calls from people to ask us to pray. God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we thank you for returning the young girl, Michaela, back to her family, God. We thank you for them being able to find her, God. And we thank you for being a source of strength for those in the community, God. Oh, God, when we pray in fervency, God, and with urgency, God, and we pray with great expectation that what we pray for, Lord, you hear us. And since we can go with that expectation, oh, God, we believe and know that you shall come through on our prayers. There's nothing that we can give to you, God, that you're unable to have handle. And so we trust in you today. Continue to move by your power. Continue to move by your might, God. And continue to move on our behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak healing. Oh, God, into the life of Crystal and Lady Yo, God, and Missionary Howard, God, and Missionary Miller, God, and Aaron as well, God. We speak life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life into our families, God. Bless Brother Lee and his family, Lord. Oh, God, bless the Coulter family right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life, God. I bind the hand of the devil right now on the finances of your people, God. I speak life into our finances, God. I speak life into our homes, God, because you've given us that anointing, God. You've given us that power, God, to speak those things that may not be as though they were. And so we walk in faith, God, and not by what we see, God. You reveal your glory, God. But, God, we put our trust in you because we won't depend upon man. We won't depend upon people. But, God, our whole life depends upon you. Break every chain. Loose the shackles. God, we take the limits off even right now. Come to more and have your way and fall afresh on your people. Anoint us, God, like never before. Fill our cups even now, God, and come to more and have your way. We thank you, God, for what you have in store for us today. And we walk in authority knowing that our God is in control. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We glorify you. We honor and adore you. We magnify your name, for your name is great and is greatly to be praised. Bless us this day. And we'll forever be blessed. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.